suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to a disused yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken.
And I'm Warren J. Cox.
And we're filming a Galaxy of Comics. And Warren actually... Right
there. And there's Domino, and she really likes
your
hair.
She's
licking your hair.
What friends.
No.
And Warren had an idea for today's topic. Would you like to tell everyone?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a funny idea to suppose, what if Hollywood, seeing the success of Doctor Who, decided to, like, for whatever reason, let's just suppose for whatever reason they got the rights to Doctor Who, but they didn't want to make a show, they wanted to do a movie. And they wanted to do it like a big blockbuster.
Well, they did in the 90s.
Yeah, but not like a 200, 250
yeah,
million,
well,
you know.
They weren't spending that kind of money, but it probably would have been like an $80, $90 million movie.
Yeah.
Spielberg was going to direct it.
No, really? Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Spielberg was going to direct it. Tom Hanks was going to play the Doctor.
Oh, that's right. I didn't remember hearing that. That's right. Hey, he's going to be Mr. Rogers, so why not?
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so the idea was, let's cast a big budget, $250 million, you know, huge blockbuster, but it's got to be a very distinctively American production.
Yeah.
So, that's
and
my idea.
And you specifically mentioned Doctor, at least one companion, villain, director, setting, and any other genre that it might be mixed with.
I forgot director.
This is your
I know,
you
I
tried,
forgot director.
You had to
I did
out,
all
director.
Of that other stuff. I just totally forgot director.
Damn it.
All right, so what are you doing?
Okay, so I guess we'll start with Doctor. So I was kicking around a lot of different ideas, because there are a lot of different directions you could go in, and I ended up with Janelle Monáe, just because I think she'd be really different than anything we've ever
she
done.
She would be
Which
very
one is Janelle
different.
Monáe?
Have you seen, you've seen Moonlight?
What's the NASA movie?
Oh.
Yeah, Hidden Figures.
Oh, okay, I saw that. Which one is she?
She's the younger one.
Yeah.
She's the super hot one. What was her deal? She wanted to be...
Wasn't she the super mathematician?
She was a super mathematician.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I know
who
you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
that was a really good movie.
Super hot.
She was in 2 Academy Award nominated movies
that same year. Yeah, you're
same.
Right. Yeah. No,
good
she's fantastic. I don't know if this is true or not, but she's dating a woman, and I don't really...
Well, she's bi.
Yeah.
It was like a big deal.
Yeah, and she's dating somebody...
Why is that
somebody,
a big deal?
I don't know.
But she's dating... she's dating somebody, like, super famous.
Oh, I don't know who she's dating.
I can't remember, but she is, yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah, totally dig that woman.
She
would be really interesting. She would be, like, very unique. Yeah.
She was your choice to play the Doctor.
That's a cool idea.
We haven't really quite seen anything like her before, but I think she could be kind of playful, like, in a David Tennant-ish kind of way.
Yeah, you're right.
And then for Companion, I have only ever seen him in one thing. The name of the actor is Alexander Calvert. He's in Supernatural right now. He's playing the the Antichrist. He's really good at the whole, like, kind of playing dumb thing. Mm. So I think he could be good as a companion, because the companion's... aren't supposed to know anything.
Right.
So it'd be good at, like, following around going, what's this? I don't understand. How does this work?
Now, is this an existing companion we know from seasons, or is this an all-new companion?
All-new companion.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that that's a good thing to generally have as a companion, is the companion who needs things explained, so that the audience can have things explained. And then for villain, I went with Michael Emerson, who, off the top of your head, you might not know immediately who that is.
Is that the guy from Lost?
He's the guy from Lost.
Yes!
Yeah, he's just generally really creepy and weasely in everything.
He's the villain?
Yeah.
Is he going to get beat up a lot? He needs to get beat up a lot.
Yeah. It lends itself well to this whole
thing. Specifically by Janelle Monáe. That would be epic.
Like, would you not watch that show? I do kind of want to say, we're not, like, condoning or saying that, like, Hollywood should... pick up and make talking.
Yeah.
We're
In fact,
I have like a purposely bad one.
Exactly.
I have
that's
three
the,
choices.
That's the way I
and one of them is like, this is the worst idea ever. You won't want to kill yourselves after this.
That is exactly the direction I went. That is, I went with the direction. Well, no, I'll tell you which direction I went. Just keep going. Okay. Yeah.
And then for director, I went with Andrew Stanton. Who you're gonna go? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
He's directed. Stay with me. He's directed. A few of the Pixar movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which ones?
Specifically, WALL-E. I couldn't tell you, like, what all the other ones, but because we're doing, like, a sci-fi thing.
Yeah.
She's actually trying for a really good film here.
I actually tried.
Like, God damn it.
I have a really... I think I have an actual good one, too. Yeah. I have one fun one, and then one really horrible one.
He's the only one that, like, way overthought this and did, like, three films. I thought about it.
Okay, and then... Oh, he also directed a couple episodes of Stranger Things, which I think...
Ah, okay.
And then the setting I wanted to give it was cyberpunk future. So, like, the 80s version of the future, you know, where it's a lot of, like, neon and... The colors are, like, that lime green and, like, pink and orange and, like, really loud.
Esprit colors. Yeah. Esprit.
So, it's sort of, like, that Blade Runner-looking aesthetic, which I think would be cool.
Okay.
And then you said, like, genre-wise, and you said science fiction. I almost think of Doctor Who more as science fantasy. But I guess it kind of is on that line.
Okay.
But I thought, all right, well, if I'm going to add an element to that, if you're doing it in cyberpunk future, thriller is usually, because there's usually like a neo-noir element to that.
Right.
So I thought, all right, we'll make it a thriller then.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
So it'd be a very different Doctor Who than we've seen, but I think it would be really fun.
That's what I went for, too. I went for very, very different.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's yours?
Yeah,
All right. So I got mine because I was the person because I was the person that came up with this. My initial thought on this. That's why I kind of wanted to hear what your guys' idea of this would be, because my description was kind of
very open.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like very specific that it's American, but it's also very open. Like you could do a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
And I did initially what you ended up doing, but I just never got to actually doing like other things. So the doctor,
yes,
is Dwayne Johnson.
Love it. Okay.
And of course, because it's Dwayne Johnson, he's gonna be brainy and funny, but he's also gonna have some fucking action.
Yeah.
There's gotta be some fucking action to this. So, you know, and of course, and I think he does it in every movie. He did it in Jumanji. Doesn't he do some sort of like wrestling move in everything he's in?
Probably.
So he'd be a very physical doctor.
Yeah.
But because it's Hollywood and because they frequently get things wrong, it wouldn't be Venusian, was it Akito?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Venusian Akito. It would be wait, what did I say? It would be Martian Judo.
Oh my god.
You know, it'd be cheesy, yeah. But you know. And then, oh, I also did this. I also did, what is the most popular season?
Oh, interesting.
Of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And then just basically plucked from there. So you have, it's series 5.
Of the new one?
Yeah, of the new stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you've got Rose. Yes. It's his, it's what's his name? Big Easter head. Easter egg.
Easter
Island
egg. Yeah.
It's Matt Smith, Amy. And Amy kind of Pond, Amy and was, Rory. Like,
Amy and Rory. Yeah. So I had some fun with Amy and Rory. Okay, so Amy is Emma Stone, because you got to have a redhead.
Yeah.
But she's lesbian. So Rory is actually, okay, and we were just talking about Justified.
Yeah.
Natalie Zia, the Winona.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Okay.
But
I have a Justified casting as well for mine.
I love that woman. But because she's freaking gorgeous, they would totally dress her down. They'd make her look as ugly as you could possibly make that woman look.
That'd be a difficult task.
Exactly. You got $250 million. I mean, you know, she can do anything.
Well, you put a mole on her face.
Yeah, there you go.
Like,
yeah.
Right,
they would and call her unattractive.
Yeah, exactly. You put a mole on her face and you give her glasses. She's hideous!
Oh my god, she's terrible! Oh!
And you only have like half a pound of makeup on.
And so this is a straight sci-fi. This is just, you know, but the initial villain that we think is a villain are the Weeping Angels. But because Hollywood gets everything wrong, they wouldn't be called that. They'd be called Blinks.
I actually like that. That's really funny.
They'd be called Blinks.
That's really funny.
And they probably wouldn't even have the same, you know, probably wouldn't even be the same thing. Yeah, it's maybe they make you blink too much. I don't know. I take it back. My initial idea was that the Blinks were actually a mashup of the Weeping Angels and Daleks. So they'd be like, so they'd be this weird, like they're sort of machines, but then they also do some other weird stuff. Like when you blink or I don't know, something. But then we'd find out later in the movie that they're actually controlled by Davros, played by Johnny Depp, who I'm thinking would be the only English guy in the entire I'm saying like he would be the only accent wise he'd be the only, because you always kind of have to have, if you have a good villain, you kind of have to have an English accent. There has to be an English accent as the villain. So that's Johnny Depp. I think Johnny Depp could, I think he could totally pull that off.
I could see them doing that.
And he's controlling the Blinks.
Yes, right.
Oh, and then I dug really deep on this one. So then we find out about halfway through the movie, once we find out that Davros is actually the real villain, that he is actually the Doctor. Dun, dun, dun! Right? You see it? Come on, you see the resemblance between the Rock and Johnny Depp, right? Okay, then here's the other thing. Because Hollywood tends to really do this, and they do this in a really obvious way so often. It's got to be very political. So, Davros is actually the president of Gallifrey, which is a dimension, not a planet.
Oh, okay.
But he got to be the president by totally illegal means. And the Doctor is the only person that knows that. And that's why we're chasing the Doctor.
Okay.
Right? Come on, you gotta go with the whole, you know, it's gotta be, I mean, how many movies have we all seen like this? It's like, you're secretly talking about the president, aren't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Cat stuff, don't worry about it.
That's probably exactly what you just said, yeah. Okay. Oh, going back to the Gallifrey thing?
Yeah.
Gallifrey is a dimension where all times exist. So you've got, like, dinosaurs walking around, like, in,
like,
you know...
Like, they did the Wedding of River Song, where, like, all the... Everything was kind of melting in on each other.
Oh, shit, yeah.
With, like, the cars with the hot air.
Maybe that's where I got the idea.
It's still a cool idea. That was one of the things I liked about it.
It's a whole dimension of it. And, I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe it's, like, you know, dinosaurs using, like, iPhones and shit. You know, something like that. You didn't... That's the other thing. You didn't cast the TARDIS.
I did not cast
the TARDIS. See,
what does that mean?
Well, here's the thing. I think you need to have a phone booth. You'd have to be a phone booth. Wouldn't you have to be a phone booth? We didn't have police boxes.
They would have to be like American phone booths, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it would just be
like the American phone booths have glass. You can see in it.
Yeah, you can see through.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be the same thing. You could see through and it would look like a phone booth. But then when you open it, it's, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Right? I don't know if anybody's ever made that connection, like, between, well, we don't have phones.
I actually did think of that for one of mine.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then, you know, because I was running out of ideas, I did a top 10 of favorite companions, because I thought, maybe you should have a third companion, sort of. And it ended up being Rose. I ended up casting Rose, is what I ended up casting. Uh-huh. But this is a fun idea, because you have to do this. Rose is a guy.
Uh-huh.
And here's where it gets crazy. It's David Tennant.
Okay, that's fine.
Tennant is Rose.
If they were talking about having Billy Piper play the Doctor, there's no reason David Tennant can't play Rose.
Exactly!
Yeah,
exactly!
Yeah, why the fuck not?
Exactly. So Tennant is Rose. American Rose. There's no
Does
other accents.
Have an
there's,
accent?
Yeah, American accent. There's no other anything other than American accents in this except for Johnny Depp.
As Davros.
As Davros. And he's, and this is where the word play, it's a great word. He's a scamp. He's not a villain, he's not a hero. He's a scamp.
Yeah.
And he's just there for a little bit comedic, like, okay. You know, kind of like Nick Frost in Tomb Raider. So that's my I mean you gotta have Tennant in there. He's gotta be funny, but he's not really a good guy or a bad guy. He's just sort of there to you know, kind of like a what's the sort of like a chaotic neutral type guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the film resolves itself. I mean, I would assume.
I'm surprised
you're going into a
script.
Lot of detail.
Yeah, I know. No, I would as well because I only did one.
Okay.
You did
I don't
three,
have
that's one.
Nearly this much detail.
I would assume that it resolves itself cleverly because you got to do clever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last scenes is Dwayne Johnson doing like a suplex to Davros. You gotta do okay.
Yeah.
So that's my film.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gotta be very physical.
Yeah. Well, Dwayne Johnson's in it, so it's
exactly. Dwayne Johnson I'm sure he'd be totally cool with being the Doctor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what terrifies me. Yeah, sure.
All right, what's yours?
Okay, so my first one, I'm just gonna go from like terrible to my actual okay. This is
oh,
funny.
Okay.
But my first one.
Oh wait.
Oh, director.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Talking about
right.
Doing it and then it never happened.
Exactly.
I've never heard that.
Peter
That's
Jackson.
They did a whole video where Peter Capaldi shows up at his house and he's like polishing
yes.
his Oscars.
Yes. Yeah. He wanted to direct an episode.
Yep.
That's what it
I
was.
I can't believe it did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It could still happen.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So my director is Michael Bay. Remember, this is the horrible idea. This is the idea that, like, you want to kill yourself for this movie.
He's also the, like, executive producer.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's
sure.
The writer.
Yeah.
And, okay, so it's Michael Bay and, like, producers from, like, Fast and Furious working on it. All Fast and Furious guys are working all over this. Instead of a TARDIS, it's the most badass, tricked out Honda you've ever fucking seen. And you go in the trunk. The trunk opens and there's like a staircase and you walk down the staircase to get into the TARDIS.
Oh, I like
but the
it.
Car still drives because
like
you have
it.
To have constant
oh, no, yeah.
car chase scenes
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And explosions fucking everywhere. Also, the TARDIS talks. The TARDIS is voiced by J.B. Smoove. Who
Ooh.
I actually like and think is hysterical.
Who?
He's a comedian. He's
okay.
He's a black
okay.
comedian.
Okay.
He's fucking hysterical.
Okay.
But he's the voice of the TARDIS, and it's just terrible, like, the worst, like, stereotypical black guy one-liners you would ever hear. Like, oh, damn! And shit like that constantly.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Michael Bay does.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a question.
Jazz from the first Transformers movie.
I have a question. As they're driving around the city, like, I'm assuming getting chased with all kinds of explosions
yeah.
happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would everybody, like, sort of...
Yeah.
Would it be like this inside the TARDIS? Like, you're, like, at a... You
oh,
know
yeah.
What I mean? Okay,
yeah.
All right,
yeah,
all
constantly.
Right, all right, okay, cool.
If there's anybody in the TARDIS, everything's being knocked around and shit.
Okay.
The Doctor, you're going to kill me for this one. Remember, I'm purposely going bad on this. Jai Courtney is the Doctor. The fucking franchise killer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every
like
franchise
it.
He's
like
in,
it.
He fucking kills.
I like it.
He's the Doctor. He's so boring, but he's just there to be buff and annoying.
You ruined the fifth
Huh?
Well, actually,
oh, he ruined everything!
He
ruined...
That was just a bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
no,
perfect.
He ruined Die Hard.
But I had that idea for that movie. I had it written
yeah.
down. I
oh.
could show you. And then they ruined it.
Yeah. Jai Courtney is the Doctor. His female companion is... This one I had a lot of trouble with. But I think I'm going to go with Olivia Munn. Because it's like, she's stereotypically super hot.
Okay. Yep.
and she's kind of a bad actress, yeah, but like I'm thinking, oh, you need someone way younger for a yeah. Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So if you have any suggestions on someone that's like barely 18 years old and super hot and terrible,
yeah, that's a good point.
That's who it would be, but my like placeholder is Olivia Munn.
Bella Thorne.
I don't know who that is.
She was a Disney chick.
Perfect. Perfect. She was a Disney chick, and Michael Bay's gonna totally overly sexualize her. She's gonna be wearing almost nothing the entire movie.
Yep, that would work for her.
Yeah. Yep. And, like, the entire time they're gonna be all, like, just totally making out all the time. Like, there's not even gonna be tension. They're just gonna be all, like, let's make out right now! Brr, yeah! Everything's exploding.
Alright. That makes sense.
Yeah. And, like, the villain is fucking... Fuck, what's his name? Who's the wrestler that fucking was in everything for a while? He was in the Marine. Fuck, what is his name?
I don't think I've even heard of the Marine.
They've made, like, three of them.
What?
Wow. Yeah. He's only in the first one.
Really?
Yeah, but just... He's the villain. He's the master... But he also he's also running the Daleks. And the Daleks are just full-on mini-tanks. And they transform.
You know what? I really seriously considered that. I really did. I considered that.
No, they're tanks, and they transform into robots. And they have... The cannon comes out of their forehead.
Oh, yeah. John Cena.
John Cena. Oh, John Cena is the master.
John Cena, okay.
Yeah. John Cena is the master.
Okay.
And
he's kind of like blowing up right now. I don't know what happened.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know because he's terrible. Yeah. He seems like a really nice guy. I have nothing against him. Like, he wants to do bad action movies. That's why.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So that's why he's perfect for this.
Yeah.
He's perfect for the worst Doctor Who movie ever.
Yeah.
Also, all the Gallifreyans. Because, like, I want just Gallifreyans. They're all hot chicks.
Yeah.
They're all just random hot chicks. Jai Courtney is like, and John Cena are the only, like, males, Time Lords, for whatever reason.
And they're all wearing, like, bikinis, but with the big collar.
Yes, that's it. Bikinis
like that.
And big collar.
I like it.
And everything explodes. There's no plot. And the only black guy
chases.
Is the voice of the fucking TARDIS.
It's just
that's
chases.
Sports car.
It's just chases and explosions.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the whole fucking movie.
Okay, I like it.
And you like all hate me for this.
No, I like that one.
Yeah.
It's like it's too close to like actually.
Yeah.
Because you know that's what they would do. This is a fucking terrible movie.
If you handed
it
over to Bay,
yeah. This is the movie he would make.
Yep.
The Daleks are Transformers. They go from tanks to just weird fucking little midget robots.
When you say mini tanks, like how big are we talking?
They're like knee high.
Okay.
They're
knee
high tanks.
All right.
And they're like midget robots when they transform. So they're adorable. Kids love them. But they explode everything.
You know what? You know what you just covered that I missed?
Huh.
Merchandising.
Oh,
you
yeah.
just covered
no,
merchandising.
You have to have merchandising.
Yeah, you're right.
You
I
have to have
that
merchandising.
Entirely. I missed that.
Also, I'm now thinking that the TARDIS has to transform at some point. And at one point, it does transform into
the
blue box.
Oh, okay.
For like a second.
Okay.
That would be
okay.
a cute, like, nod. That would be like, that's
yeah.
for the
yep.
fans.
Yep. That's for the fans, you fucking idiots.
Yep. Yep.
You fucking nerds.
Yep.
And they're constantly making fun of this show. Like, they're all like, you're, like, they go to, you know, the Jai Courtney. It's like, you're the doctor? Yeah, what'd you expect? Some pasty bitch little asshole from England? Fuck that guy. Blurp. Where's my Red Bull? And Monster.
Yep.
And he's like weightlifting constantly. Like anytime he tries to explain anything sciencey, he has to be like lifting like a 40-pound weight
God.
With one arm. And he's like, "Err, science, bitch." He calls everybody bitch, by the way.
Oh, okay, no, that works. That works.
Yeah.
And I hate myself now. Like it's funny, but I hate myself because it's too scary.
It's too scary.
Yeah. Then my second one that's a joke, but I think it'd actually be a fun movie.
Wait, what's the first one then?
That was my first
one. That
was
my
first
one.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking, what was the first one if the second one's a joke?
Oh. Well, the first one is a joke that's a horrible idea. The second one is a joke that actually could be fun.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
To be continued. disused Yeti?